Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Bryant Rasmussen, and he is director for Atlantic Parks and Rec. Good morning to you, Bryant.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good, and I want to talk about a party, a really big party, Bryant.
Yep, absolutely.
So when is all this happening?
So we're looking May 29th from 11 to 3 out at Sunnyside Park. It's our typical block party. Typically, we try and do it in June, but I think with the pandemic and everything like that, clear through the end of July, there is something going on out at that park every single weekend, which is fantastic. So we're going to try and squeeze it in just as school is getting out, and hopefully it'll be a nice little kickoff to the summer.
Yeah, sounds like a good date there just to kind of, as you say, kick off everything that's happening. So 11 to 3. Any particular area in Sunnyside Park? Where kind are you gathering?
The band shell area and the recreation area right outside of our shop. We're really going to try and highlight that recreation area with this, along with several other, you know, programs and things like that that are going to be offered throughout the summer, just to try and allow other groups and things to promote their things as well, and just try and make this just one big gathering, and hopefully, you know, it'll be a lot of fun at the same time.
So what are the things you're planning to help make it fun?
So we're looking to, obviously, you got to have food. If you're going to have people get together, you got to have food, drinks, stuff like that. We do have a band coming in, and we're looking to do splash dunk tank, and we're looking to have just some fun games, carnival games, yard games, things like that. And, you know, for those carnival games, obviously, if you have that, we need to have prizes that go with it. So you are going to have some little things that you can try and win and stuff like that. So, you know, just bring the good moods and the good weather, and we should have a good time.
And it sounds like family, folks of all ages.
You bet. We're contacted our first responders as well to see if we can try and get them there to just kind of show off some of their stuff and as well as mingle with people within the community, you know, just to try and start some conversations, and hopefully that will lead to some positive things further into the summer.
Okay, and talking about all ages, I'm thinking, do people know that there's horseshoes available?
I'm hoping so, and if not, they're going to find out when they get there, because we're planning on opening up our rec shed and really trying to, you know, display everything that we have to offer. Your horseshoes, your bags, ladder golf, washers. The new game that we put in together this winter, which is called Cube. Just some fun things that you might not have seen before, but it's an opportunity to come and try it, see if you like it. And if it is, we have it for people to check out for free throughout, you know, throughout the year.
How do people check things out?
Right now, if they just contact our office at 712-243-3542, or you can contact us through Facebook. We are working on trying to get an online system set up, so, you know, stand pat for that, and hopefully we can get that going. But if you get a hold of us, you know, we will let people, you know, try and figure out a way to get you what you need. Big thing that we're really, you know, people have started to use this year is for shelter reservations. When they call in to reserve a shelter, like, by the way, you know, this is available for you. You know, we have people that are going to be traveling about an hour. Just talked to them a couple weeks ago. And I was like, well, don't bother loading up all of your recreational equipment. You know, utilize what we have to offer when you get here. And so, you know, hopefully that'll be something, a trend that we can continue to use.
And what about Frisbee golf? I keep hearing people say this is one of the best Frisbee golf courses in Iowa. Do you have that kind of equipment?
We do. We have, you know, your drivers, your mid-range, and your putters. So essentially it's your drivers like in golf, it's your irons. And then your putters, we have everything that you would need.
So that's a good way to try that out. I'm just thinking, you know, many of these things, if you'd like to get into it, there's some cost to getting all of your own equipment. So getting to try it out first, what a deal.
Absolutely. You can try it out for free. And the other thing is if we don't have it, you got to let us know. You know, it's something that we can look into. But if we don't know that people want it, then we're not necessarily, you know, looking across the internet and trying to find those things that we can get.
What about bicycles?
We have bicycles, helmets. We have all ages, training wheels, everything like that. You know, big thanks to the police department. They donated a bunch of bikes to us last year. And then the Kiwanis, they donated all helmets that we can have from infants up to up to adults. So they're there for people to use on all of our trails that we have.
Okay, and that's another thing that people may not want to haul around with them, and there they are. And again, we didn't plan on this, but it's such a nice day. Let's go for a bike ride.
Yep, bikes, scooters, we have skateboards. You know, we're starting to accumulate a lot of things.
You might have to build a bigger building.
If we're going to need something, absolutely.
Sounds like great, great fun. And all of this is Parks and Rec. Where do you come up with all these ideas? Are you looking out there beyond Atlantic, or are you listening to people? Where do you get all these ideas?
We're constantly looking at what other, you know, organizations are doing. So obviously we're part of, you know, seven different Parks and Recs organizations that are constantly coming up with new things, or they've tried this. And so we looked at ways that we can implement those. But a lot of times we kind of look at the programs that we offer and the recreational equipment that we have, and we try and find holes. And so then, you know, we go to Google and we literally just type in Parks and Rec and what they're doing. And we, you know, there's a lot of very innovative things that are being done throughout the country. And so we always look at it. There's no reason why we shouldn't be trying to offer that here.
All right. Very good. Well, you do other things. We're going to come back and remind people about the party, because that's a good time to get acquainted with everything. But let's talk about a couple of other things. What about the dog park? What's going on with the dog park?
So a year ago, we put out a donation post, just trying to just encourage people to, you know, if they want to see some updates, this is the quickest way that we can make that happen. And the people that use the dog park have been absolutely fantastic. We've accumulated quite a bit of money that we've been able to roll back into that dog park very, very quickly, by adding a teeter totter, and just we were able to update our benches, get some agility ladders and steps out there. And then the big thing that we added this year is, you know, there's a place down in Arizona and a place down in Florida that we contacted to see what they do with their dog parks. And the guy that I got a hold of down in Florida is a former FBI agent who trained the canines for their department. And the big thing that he says is they do recycled tires like crazy. And so they just had people paint them, and, you know, and then they just put them out there. Dogs love to run underneath them, run across the top of them, everything like that. And so we had donations from McAtee's and Firestone, and we were able to paint those and get those put out there just to add a little bit of color and just a little bit more of some obstacles for them to run around.
Amazing. It's, pretty amazing. And you mentioned benches, so that just leads me to ask about what we talked about earlier this week, bags to benches.
Absolutely. So we've had donations of bags coming in like crazy. And we're always encouraging for people to continue to add those in. But your grocery sacks, the plastic inside of cereal boxes, shrink wrap, bubble wrap, the sleeves on your newspapers, everything like that, we're collecting that, and we're going to turn those into a park bench if we can collect 500 pounds. And so far, we're on our way.
Yeah, you were, before we start here, you mentioned, of course, you have a spot out by your Parks and Rec building where you find that full all the time. And how much does that weigh when you clean that out usually?
We usually get between 10 to 15 pounds. And so we've been having some pretty good success in that one. And so just in our shop, we have well over 100 pounds already. And that's not including what Hy-Vee is collecting for us, or, you know, the other organizations that are collecting as well.
Okay, so keep on collecting those. The Ziploc bags is one of the things that we just mentioned, you know, that you store your food in. And good idea to wash them out if they've got some food in them. But just think, it's kind of soft plastic is pretty much
if it crinkles, we don't want it.
Okay. But remember to deliver those to Parks and Rec or to Hy-Vee. So there's a couple of really great locations, and I don't know if there are others.
The YMCA just got added in as a drop-off spot as
well. Okay, very good. Lots of things going on. Okay, remind us again the party.
So May 29th from 11 to 3 out at Sunnyside. Food, games, you know, a lot of family fun that can happen out there.
Okay, come check it all out, 11 to 3 on the 29th. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Bryant Rasmussen from Atlantic Parks and Rec. Until next time, here's a thought. Happiness is not something you postpone for the future. It is something you design for the present.